When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, hey there. What's up? This is Chris Gillibo. I want to welcome you to something special. We are continuing with Extended Cuts. This is a long-form episode focused on a specific topic. So a bit different from the daily episode, which, of course, we still have today because it is a day. Those come out 7 days a week. But in this extended episode, I want to talk to you about something very practical. It's all about how to start a service business in less than a week. That is correct, less than a week. And I'm going to issue a challenge to some of our listeners who haven't stepped forward yet. Okay, so I know people are in lots of different places in life, seasons, etc. We have a substantial group of listeners who are charging ahead with their projects. Another group of people who already have a side hustle and listen for different ideas or for other examples. We also have some people who just aren't ready to do this yet, might not have enough time, might be focusing on something else in life, but they're just kind of storing this up. They're kind of soaking this in, and at some point, they're going to apply it. Okay, so all that's totally cool, but there's another group of our listeners who are on the fence for no good reason. Okay, so if the shoe fits, wear it. That's not you, no problem. But if that is you, and you're like, I know there's something I need to do, but I don't quite know what it is. What if I could show you how to pick a topic that you have knowledge in or a skill you already have, and then help you extract a specific idea from that topic, turn that idea into an offer, and finally publish that offer for a chance to get paid? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. So how does that sound to you? Now, listen, if you're new, or also because it's been 30 episodes since our last one, each month or so, we have one of these special episodes diving into a particular topic as requested by you, or if not you personally, by other listeners. And I know a lot of listeners have been asking me about starting different service businesses based on many of the stories that we've told, based on what other people are doing, maybe some of the experiences that I've shared. A number of people in Side Hustle Society are starting various service businesses. So we'll jump into that shortly, but just to let you know, if you're interested in listening to any of the previous extended cuts, all of them are free, and you can find links at sidehustleschool.com/extended. You can learn about how to get a book deal. You can go behind the scenes of a million-dollar Etsy shop, pick up a simple marketing plan, learn how to build a website in 90 minutes, get some lessons in podcasting, just all kinds of stuff in those extended cuts, which again are all free, and you can get them at sidehustleschool.com/extended. So for today, we're going to jump into that, how to start a service business in less than a week, right after this quick message from our sponsor. And by the way, just to say, I don't talk about the sponsors a whole lot, but I really do appreciate them. They allow me and our production team to bring this content to you and everything else that we do on Side Hustle School completely free. So I appreciate them. If you hear an offer through one of the ads that might be good for you, then don't hesitate to give it a try and be sure to use the Side Hustle School offer or promo code if there is one. Okay, that's that. Stay tuned and we'll jump right in. Okay, how to start a service business in less than a week? Well, our main principle that we're going to begin with is that everyone is an expert on something. You may have heard me say that before. It's completely true. There is no such thing as a consulting degree. Nobody comes along and says, okay, like you are now anointed with the ability to help people and get paid for it. This is something that you have to figure out for yourself. And if you're listening to this episode, if you're subscribed to Side Hustle School, then you've already kind of raised your hand and said, yes, I want to figure that out. I want to invest in myself. So good for you. You've already made the right first step. And just to be clear on something, like when I say there's no consulting degree, like I'm not talking about highly specialized or professional fields. Like I realize you can't just go out there and say, I'm a massage therapist. Like obviously there's extensive training for that. You can't say you're a certified financial planner. You know, as I say this, like famously or infamously, I had this example once many years ago. I was compiling stories for the $100 startup. And I actually had somebody write in to say they are a self-taught dentist. I couldn't totally figure out if they were serious or not, but they really seemed to be serious. So just to be clear, I'm not encouraging anyone to be a self-taught dentist or to claim you're something that you're not. That's not what we're talking about, but those are extreme examples, okay? What we're talking about, like a successful service provider, it's simply someone who has learned to craft their knowledge into a marketable offer. And I'll give you some examples as we go along, but your first and most important step, besides subscribing to Side Hustle School, telling your friends about it, giving us a 5-star review, the step is to identify something you can offer that other people will value so much that they will gladly exchange money for it. They'll see the value in it. They'll say, oh, that's going to help me. Of course, I'm willing to part with, you know, whatever this fee is. So to do that, to get in that place, you really need to A, choose something specific, and B, choose something marketable. Okay, so let's break that down a bit. Specificity and marketability, beginning with selecting the right topic. If you select the right topic, you can make a lot of other mistakes because the topic really goes a long way. When I say the right topic, when I say the specific or the marketable topic, what am I talking about? Well, to make it really simple, I'm talking about anything that will make a measurable and immediate positive difference in someone's life. All right, lots of examples as we go along. What if you could help a job seeker get their resume in front of 10 HR directors for major tech companies? As long as you could legitimately claim to do that, there are a lot of people out there who would pay for that service. It is specific, valuable, and marketable. What about help you find the most ideal apartment and get the best lease terms when you're moving to a new city? Again, really specific, clear market. You have no doubt who that offer is for. If you can legitimately fulfill that promise, you've absolutely got potential for a real side hustle. All right, so what about anything that will help people avoid pain? Okay, when I say pain, I mean anything that's discomforting or undesirable. We are all happy to exchange money or other resources in exchange for lessening our pain. All right, so what about helping people get out of parking tickets? What about helping them not stand in line for a long time at the bank, the DMV, I don't know, the Apple store when a new phone's coming out, whatever it is? What about running some other kind of errand for them? Along those lines, even something as simple as housekeeping. Now, I'm not encouraging everyone to go out there and become a house cleaner. That could be fine to start with, but I want you to be able to go beyond things like that. Still, though, my point is, like, nobody wants to clean their own house. It's painful, but we got to do it. Oh, well, somebody else can come and handle it. Great. That's worth a certain amount of money to me. It's valuable. What about something that provides a shortcut or how to get something for less, like helping college students graduate faster? I remember when I was in grad school, I learned that I could have certain courses exempted if I took tests for them. And for whatever reason, it seemed that nobody else in my cohort, nobody else going through this program figured that out. So all of them had to take these prerequisites, essentially, or I guess they're more mandatory courses. They didn't come before the program. They came during the program. But I found a way to get completely exempted from two of them. And those were classes that met twice a week for an entire semester. Obviously, lots of homework and essays and a research project involved for one of them. So many, many, many hours that I saved, all because I kind of figured out this shortcut, essentially. So that's just one example. If you can help people do something like that, then again, very valuable, specific and marketable. Let's take another example. What about mugshot removal from online search engines? There are a number of companies and apps and services that do this. If you've ever been arrested, then your mugshot is public information. It could come up on the first page of Google. And for obvious reasons, people don't want that to happen. So it's kind of ridiculous, at least I think, that even if you're found innocent, you know, this mugshot kind of lives on and follows you for the rest of your life, potentially. So I suppose it's also natural that services have come along to help people with that problem. And by the way, there are actually some disreputable services that essentially will publish people's mugshots and then charge them to have them removed. So just to be clear, I'm not recommending that either. I think it's a pretty awful thing. But if you think about the qualities or the characteristics of what make for a good service-based business that you could start in a pretty quick period of time, you can understand that it fits those characteristics, right? It's marketable, it's specific, it's something people have this pain point over. So as usual, I give you these different examples just so you can kind of get an idea of the kind of approach you should use when thinking about, okay, what is my, you know, service business in a week? And we're going to talk about offers yet, but before we go on, I just want to focus on this whole thing about topics because honestly, as I said, if you get the right topic, you can make a lot of other mistakes and still be totally fine. So the last point I want to make is to avoid generic concepts. A lot of people, when they start their first service business, it's really generic. They're like, hey, I'm starting a business. And I'm like, great, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to be a life coach. You know, the thing is, most life coaches end up supporting other life coaches, and then they charge people to become life coaches. That is the reality. And I don't mean to insult anybody who's doing that. I think most of them come from a good motivation. They want to help other people with their lives and be intentional and make wise choices and so on. But I think they're going to be positioned to do a much better job of that if they can get more specific about what they're trying to actually do. It's kind of like wanting to be a motivational speaker. I think that is an incredibly bland and generic concept. If you want to learn to get paid for speaking, there is a path to that. That can be a viable side hustle. But again, you're probably going to be more successful if you truly focus on outcomes, get more specific about what it is you're actually trying to accomplish. So avoid generic concepts. And let me just give you one more example. This is from episode 346 of the show. It's about an ESL teacher who becomes a travel planner on the side and sends clients on surprise vacations. Okay, so travel agent is a lot like life coach or motivational speaker, kind of generic. You can't be all things to all people. You're not going to be successful doing that. At least most people won't. But this person's idea is really specific. And as I think I said in the episode, it's not for everyone. A lot of people would not want a surprise vacation. If you want to plan your own trip, then you wouldn't want to hire this person. But as she is finding, there are lots of people who like to travel, but they get overwhelmed with the planning. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to kind of set things up in advance. They don't know what to do if something goes wrong. And so she provides this service for them. And she's sending people all over the world on different trips, and it's going really well. So choose a topic that is specific, marketable, and valuable. All right, now let's talk about creating your offer. Okay, so let's say you've got your topic. This is where a lot of people stop, by the way, and that doesn't help. Okay, so without an offer, you don't have a business. You don't have a way to get paid. You don't really have anything. You just have an idea, and ideas are rarely valuable on their own. Okay, so your offer is composed of exactly what you propose to provide in return for a certain amount of money. I write about this a lot in the Side Hustle book, by the way. But short version here is, you know, an offer, you can't just say, like, I'm a diet coach. If you are a diet coach, if you want to help people improve their lives through better nutrition, what you need to say is something like, I've got a 21-day plan that's going to help you lose 10 pounds in a healthy way without changing what you eat. This program includes two sessions with me and a check-in 30 days later to make sure you stay on track. It costs $400. Click here to sign up. By the way, who knows if it's possible to have a 21-day diet where you don't change what you eat and you still lose 10 pounds in a healthy way. But that's not the point. The point is, that's an offer. Really clear, really specific. Here's another one. Going back to this concept of people who are in pain, imagine you drop your computer or otherwise, like, you lose all the data on your computer. You can't access it. Your computer is totally crashed. Well, if that happens, then you are in pain, okay? So let's say you know how to fix that for people, or at least you've had a good success rate of fixing that before. Your offer is, hey, did you drop your computer and lose all your data? I'll get it back for you in 24 hours and $99, or you don't pay. Okay, so there you have the specific offer. You pay me $99, I'm gonna get your data back for you. And if it doesn't work, I'm actually gonna provide you more assurance here, because if it doesn't work, then you won't pay. As I was writing some notes for this extended episode, I was thinking of a friend of mine named Nazrin Murphy in Australia. And Nazrin is an example of someone who is really intentional and specific about how she wants to help people improve their lives. And she does coaching sessions. And at some point after she'd been doing this for a while, she tried an experiment where she offered these 15-minute clarity sessions. And they aren't cheap. I think it costs like $100 or something. You sign up for a 15-minute clarity session. And she said, when she did this, it was an experiment, but more people were attracted to the 15-minute clarity session than were attracted to the hour-long session. There was something about its specificity. There was something about, okay, I'm going to, you know, pay this money, and in a short period of time, you're going to help me get clear on my goals, my intentions, you know, my values, what comes next, you know, whatever it is. I don't know exactly how it works, but 15-minute clarity sessions. So again, you've got your topic. Now you go to your offer. Let's say you've got your topic and your offer. What do you do next? Well, next you need to publish and market your offer. You might want to create a workflow for your offer. A workflow is also something that I wrote about a lot in the Side Hustle book. It's essentially just a series of steps. It's like, okay, if I'm doing that diet coaching or if I'm doing the 15-minute clarity session, what are all the steps I need to take in order to provide that to someone? Do I need to sign up for an online calendar so that people can book sessions? Do I need to have my PayPal account linked somewhere so I can get paid? What else do I need to do? Like, what are all those steps? Let me write those down and make sure I have a clear workflow. And then once you've got that, then you need to basically put it out to the world. And we talk a lot about marketing in different ways on the show through the stories. There's a simple marketing plan you can get from a previous extended cut. I believe it was number 4 in 2017. But again, you can access it, whatever it is, at sidehustleschool.com/extended. So if you're stuck at some point, listen to that. But regardless, here are a few things you should do right away. Okay. And none of these things cost anything at all. All right. You should set up a Facebook page. You should look for Facebook groups that might be interested in this offer or have some connection to the topic that you're providing. You might want to consider testing a Facebook ad, okay, which, you know, technically costs $10, let's say. You shouldn't spend more than $10 when you're first doing Facebook ads. Just, you want to kind of do an experiment and see what happens. You should identify three specific keywords associated with your topic and your offer. You might want to create a one-page, really simple website. Again, extended cut number 3 is all about how to build a website in 90 minutes. And all of these things, by the way, just to be clear, just to make a disclaimer before I get complaints, I'm not saying you're going to have the best website in the world in 90 minutes. I'm not saying that your service business is going to make $100,000 in a week. But can you make a simple website in 90 minutes? Yes, absolutely. Can you have a service business of some kind up and running within a week? Of course. I talk about them all the time on the show. When I'm out and about traveling and doing events, people come up to me and tell me stories of what they've done. I get emails every day of people who are doing this. So yes, of course, it's possible, and I want it to be possible for you. Oh, and also one thing to emphasize, I think I mentioned PayPal briefly. Whether it's PayPal or Stripe or some other payment solution, Shopify, Gumroad, there's all kinds of others. In your process for doing this, do make sure it's really easy to get hired for your service. Unless you have a really good reason to not take payment online and immediately, there should be a super clear PayPal button or whatever it is that just says, click here to pay, sign up, register now, make a commitment, whatever it is. You don't want people to run into logistical problems giving you money, which happens all the time. I continue to be surprised. I once had this example of somebody that I hired to do a service. I think it was a really simple design job. It cost a couple of hundred dollars. And I had to follow up with this person maybe 5 times by email to send them money. I was the one buying it. I was the one paying for the service, but they made it really difficult for me to do so. So don't do that. Make it really easy for people to give you money. Okay, so I want to wind down here and kind of tie things together. We've gone from vision, which is like, here's the vision, start a service-based business in less than a week, to choosing the right topic, which is critical. Then creating a specific offer for your topic, also critical. Designing a simple workflow for it so you know exactly what needs to be done. And then publishing and marketing your offer. Again, there's much more that you could do, but if you do these things, you will in fact have a service-based business in less than a week. Okay, so here's a checklist for you. Quick little checklist, and we'll include this in the notes as well. So ask yourself these questions. I think I've got, let's see, 6 or 7 of them. Looks like 6. So question number 1, do you have a clear offer? Number 2, do you describe your offer in simple terms, preferably in one sentence? Let's say 2 sentences max. Number 3, do you have a clear market or ideal customer? And then also important, do you have an idea of how to reach that person or those people? Right? Because it's not just about knowing who that customer might be, it's knowing how to find them. And then number 5, do you know exactly what you'll do in terms of your workflow when someone signs up? Like, let's say you have the service-based business, somebody comes and gives you $100 tomorrow for whatever it is that you're selling. Do you know what to do next? If not, that's where the right kind of workflow can help you. And then last but not least, as mentioned, do you have an easy, obvious way to get paid? Okay, once more, do you have a clear offer? Can you describe your offer in simple terms? Do you have a clear market or ideal customer? Do you know how to reach that person or those people? Do you know exactly what you'll do when someone signs up? And do you have an easy, obvious way to get paid? That's your plan. We're going to link it all up for you at SideHustleSchool.com Extended. We actually have a number of people in Side Hustle Society who are doing this to various degrees. If you're not part of Society and you'd like to join up, let me know. I'd love to get you in the program. But I fully recognize you don't absolutely need that program or anything else. You're the one doing the work. So if you're motivated and you like this plan, let me know what you think. Let me know if it works for you. In fact, just tell me what you're doing and we'll feature a number of listener stories on the show. You can always reach me or our team by writing to podcast@sidehustleschool.com, or you can write in from sidehustleschool.com, the website. I hope you like this one. I'm excited to see what some people come up with. Remember, I make this show for you. I'm cheering you on. I hope you'll do one thing today to get you closer to having more freedom, more options to do what's important to you. I want you to be able to make your own choices, and that's exactly what the right kind of side hustle can do. So if you've been out there and you haven't moved forward yet, maybe here's a little nudge, a little prod to say, try this and see what happens. Thanks as always. I'll be back tomorrow because, you know, I'm here every day. You are a rock star and I appreciate you. My name is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.